Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your host Ash and JD. So we come this week with the news that we are not alone. It has been confirmed by the whistleblower that we have alien life forms among us.
It's weird, isn't it, when you think about it.
Well, yeah,
but, and because you haven't heard about it really on the news as much as you say.
From what I've seen, I've not seen any news articles, because normally when you've seen all these things come out, you have leaks on, well, not leaks, but you have clips of the BBC, CBN News and whatever, commenting, giving their 2 pence worth of what's happened. But I've literally not seen anyone.
Nah.
I know that the BBC did have, I don't know if it was a live stream, but they had a feed of this Congress meeting. Well, I've not seen any reports on anything.
Yes.
I think it's a mix of a couple of things, really, that the governments are still not wanting the mainstream media to report on it. And also, people don't really give a shit.
Yeah, don't you find that this show, it's been a lot of UFO leaks?
Yeah, I think they've been building up to it.
It's really been, because before this show, there's nothing really, but then you had the reports when they shut down a spacecraft of, was it Alaska and Canada?
Was that the Chinese balloon?
Yeah, supposedly it was a Chinese balloon.
That. There was the crafts that fell off. I can't remember if it was South America now, but it fell in the lad's back garden, yeah. And there was two live forms that were in there, and the police also seeing it from another body cam footage as well.
And you had the David Grenache interview. Remember when he said as well that he hasn't seen him, but he's seen photos of him. And he'd done an interview and all with, I can't remember who he was with as well, but it just seems this year it's been really,
they're definitely active, leading up to
active in the UFO game, eh?
Yeah, definitely are. So, for anyone that doesn't know, there's been a whistleblower and two ex-forces that have been in a meeting with the US Congress. I've tried to get the full manuscript, but that isn't available as of the moment. So, we're mainly going off the clips that we have seen. But the key allegations that were made by witnesses and whistleblowers were that the US government is hiding evidence of UFO and alien intelligence. The US government has concealed information about a secret program related to UFOs. They've also had a covert program to recover and reverse engineer crashed alien technology. Witnesses shared extraordinary encounters with unidentified aerial phenomena, so that's the UAP, and the US government has been covering up this information about UFOs for decades. So, for decades, It's originally felt that it's from the 1930s.
So before the Roswell?
Yeah, so there was a crash of some sorts, and from there, that's when they've originally started reverse engineering these alien technologies. Because I did see a conspiracy a long time ago, which I think it was Star Trek, maybe. It wasn't Star Trek. Stargate, maybe. I don't know. There was one of them sci-fi programs that went back. It was Star Trek. Went back in time, and basically Hitler and the Nazis were in cahoots with some of these aliens, and that's where they were able to advance so quickly with their technologies.
Because they invented the jet engine, didn't they?
I think, if I'm remembering right, it was Star Trek Enterprise, which was the not the original series, but it was the original story. So, do you remember Quantum Leap?
No.
Oh, God.
I didn't have you for a Trekkie, mate.
I like both of them, to be honest, man. I'm not one or the other. It's just there's more of Star Trek to watch, to be fair. So, it's basically a vlog, the original, when I think it was Klingon crashed down to Earth, and then the whatever. I know I should fucking know this more, really. But the Vulcans, Spock's race, they come to Earth, and then that's when they start making the original Enterprise and whatever. So it was from there, whoever ends up going back in time, because someone's trying to change the timeline, goes back to Nazi Germany, and then that's where the story was with Hitler and his, well, it wasn't actually Hitler in the program, but the Nazis with their alien friends, with all the technologies, trying to change the course of history in their favour. So we back to reality, or what might not be reality, depends on what side of the fence you're sitting on. While I was trying to find out what I could, I asked ChatGPT what was the whistleblower's complaint about the US government and the UFOs. So my answer back was, during the US UFO, I'm going to stutter a lot over these words, because
it used to be UFOs, and then it's like
UAPs
now,
yeah,
which is the same thing. But I always wondered why they changed that term for that.
Again, I think they were leading up to everything that's coming out now, so they can try and already preempt changing our mindset that it's, because the P stands for, I did just have it there. So UAP is unidentified aerial phenomenon. So I think that's them trying to get it in our heads to say, well, it might not have been an alien. It's just another country's technology that we don't know.
Because when you say UFO, you automatically think spacecraft and space.
Automatically thinking it's aliens. So during the Congress trial, several whistleblowers made allegations about the US government's handling of UFOs. One of the whistleblowers, former intelligence officer David Grosch,
it's got a weird name, isn't it?
So he claimed that the US government was covering up an investigation into UFO sightings in the 1980s. He also alleged that the US government had a covert program to recover and reverse engineer crashed alien technology. Another whistleblower, who was a former Air Force intelligence officer, claimed that the US is concealing a multi-decade program that captures UFOs. The complaint suggests that the US government has been intentionally concealing evidence of UFOs and alien intelligence, and therefore is a lack of transparency around the government's handling of the UFO sightings and related information.
The only thing I don't understand, if all these people are working on it, why hasn't it come out earlier? Because you would think to reverse engineer something, you would need some really smart people to go, this is your job.
Yeah.
Turn that into make that work for us.
Yeah, I think obviously with most of these government jobs, you're already signing an NDA as you, yeah, you get the job. So it's hard to go home. I mean, I'll struggle with it, not to that degree, but when I'm at home and the wife says, how was your day? What did you do? Like, trying to explain the hardship of a day's graft, proper graft, you know. It's going over her head, but the other way around as well, she can try and explain to me.
A hard day for her.
Yeah, which isn't hard, but, you know. But trying to explain to me what problem solving she's had on the computer, what issues she's had with whatever software and that, I don't know.
Plus has she tried turning off and turning back on again, mate?
Always does that. Make sure it's connected to the Wi-Fi and are the batteries charged.
That's it.
Main things. So trying to keep it a secret is going to be easier in that sense, because if your like, spouse at home just knows you work for the government and knows you're a scientist or whatever, you're not going to really be able to explain, yeah, well, we've got this spacecraft and I'm trying to reverse engineer, figure out how their technology works so we can use it. I suppose it's going to be harder to explain. And as that with the NDAs, you're not allowed to say anything anyway, but trying to figure out all these technologies, it is going to be a hardship, because you got to, if it's a crashed aircraft, you got to figure out what it was doing originally, how it went together, what it can do to be able to reverse engineer it in the first place.
You know, I've just got, someone just popped his mind. So if the first one was the 1930s,
yeah,
how long can something stay classified for? Because if it's 100 years, and obviously becoming up to 100 years in the next few years, is that why they're trying to ease it for when it does eventually come out?
Yeah.
Is it 100 years something can stay classified for?
I don't know. I suppose it's just however long they want it to, really, because you think...
I actually thought there was a timeline and stuff like that.
I don't know. But you think with the Vatican, with their library and their safe, you know, the stuff that's been locked up in there for hundreds of years.
I wonder what's in there.
Well, I suppose probably more alien stuff.
Yeah.
So, again, I asked the question of what was the government's response to the allegations. There's been no response from the government as of the moment, but the whistleblowers themselves have claimed that they've faced retaliation and intimidation after going public with the claims. So I did see one of these clips in particular where David was asked the question. He says, I can't speak too much. I've given names of people that can give the answers to the questions that you're asking, but I have been, essentially he was trying to say, he's been threatened not to say anything else, that he can't give specific answers. So when I was, because I've watched a fair bit of these interviews, not the full thing start to finish, but the main clips that are floating around. I mean, everyone in general that is going to be watching, they are on TikTok and social media, so you're all going to have access to the same as what I've been seeing, really. And I don't know what to feel. I've always believed there is other life forms out there. We can't be the only life form of intelligence, you know. I know they've found, or they believe that there's microorganisms on Neptune under the ice crust and whatever. But to be the only intelligent life form, whether the others can space travel or whatever, obviously we don't actually know, but we can't just be the only ones. And then obviously that can lead you down the garden path for the multiverse and all that that Marvel fans and everyone else would know about when watching their films and programs. But the lack of media coverage, it just makes me feel that all of this is a bit bullshit, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because there's just not enough talk about it.
Right.
So I don't know if... I'd like to believe these three people, when they're sitting there getting asked the questions, are being honest. But I can also see them being trained actors. We don't know if they've got a little earpiece in there being told what answers to give or anything. I don't see why they would do it. But, you know, you see it on the films all the time. It's, if the governments have got a problem, local whistleblower, they just end it straight away. So why haven't they done it? You know, if it's that incriminating for them, surely they would have just done something, disposed of him, if it was really something that they didn't want to get out there.
Yeah, but then it's like a conspiracy inside a conspiracy there.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know what you say.
I hope it is all true.
Imagine like seeing an alien spacecraft in your lifetime.
That's if we haven't already seen one. We don't know with these technologies if when we're thinking we're seeing a plane just flying over, whether they've got the technology to make it look like a normal plane, you know, like cloaking technology or something, holographic technologies. Yeah. You know, we just...
Or invisible, like that cloak from Harry Potter.
Yeah,
invisible
I'm not
now.
Like,
no. What would you do with an invisible cloak, Joe? That's a question. That's a good question, actually.
I think it just depends on what age I'm at, really. Because, you know, a good couple of years ago, it would have been the obvious pervert one, wouldn't it? You know? So, yeah, pervert.
There we go.
So, as I say, with the lack of coverage, it's just there's not enough... making me feel that we should be taking it all seriously.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Curious, because so I've tried finding other people's views on it, but the only one that I've got easily found is Brian Cox.
Also, Brian Cox is someone you would love just to listen to.
Yeah, he's an interesting person. Yeah, just... I loved. I think it was on the BBC years ago, the stargazing one that he did.
Yeah.
Because Dara O'Brien was presenting it with him as well.
Right. Yeah.
He's. Considering he used to be in a band, you wouldn't expect that to come out as the next step, really, would you? He's definitely an interesting person. And he doesn't seem like one of them scientists and theorists. One of those fucking educated people that forces their ideas onto you. It's like, right, this
it's
is
with a balanced view,
I suppose.
Like,
this
is how I feel
like it is, and you know, this is from the evidence that I know from what I've worked out and seen and whatever. So his tweet says, "I keep being asked what I make of this UFO thing in Congress." So here it is. I watched a few clips and saw some people who seem to believe stuff saying extraordinary things without presenting extraordinary evidence. Therefore, I have nothing more to say other than it would be great if true. It would take a bit of pressure off our civilization if we weren't the only means within the Milky Way by which the universe understands itself. Sadly, of today, I still feel that the pressure. So can we perhaps focus on not messing our own world up, rather than hoping that, to paraphrase Sagan, someone will float down to save us from ourselves.
Right. No, he makes a good point with the evidence. Because I feel that's what is lacking. I think if someone was to come out with more of a video, and not with these grainy, shitty ones.
Yeah.
Like proper 4K footage, I feel like that's when it would...
You're starting to see the evidence to believe it then. So from what I've seen with the clips, apparently they have give these files of evidence, pictures, videos, and whatever case files, they give what they can to the trial in the Congress meeting, but they couldn't publicise it on the stream or straight onto the TV.
Yeah.
They have to selectively go through before they can publish anything.
Yeah, they have to redact stuff.
Yeah, because I know we've one of the Air Force chaps, his story of himself with, I think it was five other colleagues who were in aircrafts, of, I don't know, fighters or something, I don't know exactly, but on the one particular day as they were flying, they saw what they described as a tic-tac shaped aircraft, and the footage isn't great from what you've seen of their cameras.
Yeah.
I think it was edited as well because they've tried to check with different screens of how you check
the infrared.
So they've tried to do that to see if there was any an infrared, so they could see a propulsion of what's making this actual object move. So it's as they're just flying through, the tic-tac is stationary, then it just moves from zero to Mark 1.2, is one of the phrases that he come out with, within an instant. It's blink and it's gone, and it's moved to that speed. It's in this position now, and it wasn't moving naturally for an aircraft, is what they were saying. So it'd be going in a straight line at these incredible speeds, and then just bang a hard right.
Yeah, like 90 degree angle.
Yeah, and literally it's gone straight at an angle.
There's
no means of slowing down to start taking the turn, or it's literally just bam, left, bam, right. And it's not just that, it's like up and down. And it was showing, I saw on one of the videos anyway, I saw a diagram of with the air fighter or whatever it was flying, and it's literally just doing all mad shapes around it. So they were essentially just being scoped out by this giant tic-tac. They didn't arm the weapons. He said that he felt safe at all times. And he was asked if he was to feel unsafe, if he would have fired at it, does he believe that he would have been successful? And he says no.
Oh.
So that kind of leads to thinking that they've got more evidence on it than what they're saying as well. Because if you've seen something, can you think, hang on, my rocket or my guns, whatever I've got on this plane, isn't going to penetrate, do any damage? And it's like, well, do you kind of know why it won't? Have you seen this happen or been told, there's a tic-tac up there, don't shoot it because it's not going to do anything?
Mm.
So there was a few interesting details that have been through, but as I said, we just need to see evidence. There's not enough out there.
I do find interesting in the same year the Pentagon released these footages.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the same year where everything seems to be coming, not to a head, but it's more open talking, I suppose.
Yeah.
So what have they got with that, what, in terms of what they've not released yet?
Yeah.
Because you would think they've got some, if, from that video, there must be one where someone must have fired at one at one point. They must have done it. And he must be, obviously, on that aircraft video.
Yeah, so
there must be one where someone's just like, you know what?
Yeah, and I'm just scared. Let's fucking
do it. Yeah, let's just fucking do it.
Yeah. Well, I know with one of them, I think the UAP hit into a US aircraft. So it destroyed the aircraft. Well, destroyed the US aircraft, and it damaged the UAP.
Mm-hmm.
So from the wreckage, from what David says, was that there was, I think it was 6 life forms that were found in there, and none of them were human. So they weren't of human biology.
Yeah.
So with him saying that, that's, at least 6 alien life forms that have been found. I don't think he claimed whether they were alive or not. So they probably were put in a lab somewhere and dissected and opened up and seeing what's inside them and what makes them tick. There was another, I don't think it was from the same trial actually, but it says the electric magnetic field was invented because of these alien life forms that they had. So yeah, it would have been a good few years ago anyway. So essentially they made these tents with an electric magnetic field around it because that kept these aliens alive long enough from the exposure of our atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
so they could try and communicate and essentially take them apart, see what makes them what they are afterwards.
It's an interesting one, because it's like everything's unknown, everything, yeah. You know, there is no proof out there that we know of, like 100%. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like literally just theories, look upon theories, and you know how you feel about it, and this person feels about it. But it's just really like a sensitive subject, because if there is, and that does mean we're not the only ones. That's like a big thing, like not being alone in the universe.
And it's what's next then?
And right? Then it's, yeah, and then.
So I feel like it's coming to almost like a volcanic eruption, where something's going to come out in the near future, be it the actual evidence of these alien life forms, be it they're here already or, you know, they're about to come. I hope that some of these theories that I am seeing, that it's going to be a false alien invasion to try and make it as a one world governing body, is just a load of bullshit.
Yeah, it sounds a load of bullshit.
It'll be too hard anyway, because you think of these dictators, they're not going to be like, yeah, all right, I'll give up my power for you to take over.
And plus then, who's in charge? Who does, like, how do you go about nominating someone to be in, like, board? Yeah. Oh, United States,
it'll be
with Donald Trump,
he'd tell them to stop straight away, wouldn't he? There'd be no alien invasions. Yeah. He'd be sitting them down, having a McDonald's with them, and then, sorting it all out. There'd be a three-finger handshake and all sorts, wouldn't
there?
Yeah. Grabbing the crotch.
A bit more, what was that movie when he used to do that, and he used to piss out the fingers?
Oh, fuck,
what was that fucking movie? He used to piss out the fingers. Or was it a TV show? Do you remember they used to say a little boy doing that? He said,
"Yeah,
fuck, what was that film?" Email him if you know that film.
Yeah,
please.
But so that's just reminding me about. So Ryan Reynolds, he's obviously got his YouTube channel, and he posted a video on there the other day. It was adverts for different things. So like he's got that Mint Mobile and whatever else. I don't know if he's in.
Because he had that aviation gin, and then he had obviously Wrexham. He's got a few companies.
Yeah, but do you ever remember, or did you ever used to watch as a kid, ALF?
Yeah.
So ALF was abbreviation for alien life form, and it was just this hairy little, like he had a long nose. He was almost like a dog, monkey sort of hybrid sort of looking thing, and used to love eating cats. So Ryan's got him on each of these individual adverts, and it just brought so many memories back. I used to love watching that as a kid. One of them is ringing up a TV network complaining because he's got his own brand of tofu cat meat, because he obviously he eats cats, and he's like, you don't publish to any like Namekians, whatever. Races. He's like, you don't publish to any of my race. So how am I supposed to make any profit off of my tofu cat food? So yeah, it was just funny. So is that sort of like something we should be expecting in the near future, where we're gonna have these ALFs walking around with us, if they aren't already? Like, are we gonna see the true image of these reptilian shapeshifters that are amongst us? You know, obviously Queen Elizabeth, she recently passed. She was allegedly the queen of them. There's the Anunnaki are allegedly still amongst us as well. I can't think of the other ones that I saw earlier as well. So are they with us? Are these the ones that are hiding? Are we going to see them? We've got to get be able to mingle with them, you know, share a little coffee with them and that. I think it's
I feel what's tainted the whole UFO and alien stuff is stuff like that. That seems like, I'm not saying it's unrealistic in terms of your brain just can't, you know, let you take it there and go, I believe that.
And I think because of how much we already know that all the governments lie to us, it's hard to just instantly believe, all right, yous are lying to us about this. the truth is out there.
I think it's all, as I said before, it's always a conspiracy within a conspiracy or something. You know, we'd always, you know. So, but, you know, thinking about it, it would be nice, you know, to know, just to get some.
Be nice, you know, to know, yeah.
For sure. What else is there out there? What can they do? What can they do?
Just where's he going to take us? Because if it does come out.
If that, well, here's a question. Landed, aliens landed, and there was like, do you want to come to our planet? But they selected X amount of people, and they said to you, do you want to come? Would you go?
So this is a layered question, really. Well, more so it's a layered answer.
Oh, and also, if you go there, it's like that Interstellar. You couldn't, if you come back, everyone that you would obviously know would have passed away because...
But you know, that depends on how their space travel technology is, though.
Yeah,
because I know what you're saying.
In this theory, that's what happens.
Yeah, because essentially, with the way that we know how space travel works, we used to travel 6 months in one direction.
Yeah.
And then it's 6 months to come back, something like that. Then it's like it's 2 years that's passed, something like that.
Yeah, all interstellar stuff.
Yeah. So I know... Again, it's going back to Star Trek and whatever. It's better explained on those programs.
Yeah, but like, so...
So even though the travel that we've done, we've still only aged 12 months or whatever, but by the time we've got back, 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would depend on how their technology is, whether it is going to be something like that. I think it all comes down to... what's going to be left behind, because if I leave, is like, does the missus come? Can I take the dog?
No, you can take the dog and the missus.
Yeah, so if it's that,
so like your family come to wherever, our homestead. This is
at Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What it looks like, some, I don't know.
Yeah, go
device
go
and
live
charger.
With them and that, yeah.
Come live with us. Yeah, we've got a new planet. We're going to integrate, you know, the galactic.
Yeah.
Do you want to come?
I think I would, as long as there was nothing to initially worry about. Like, if I'm gone for a year, I'm all coming back to debt because I haven't paid bills and whatever.
No, no, there's none of that. It's none of that.
So,
like,
as long as you're not, I know it's a...
It's not like it's passenger a, way, it's not like the move. It's literally, they're saying to you, come. Just
yeah,
come.
Have a new life.
Have a new life.
You've got nothing to worry about. No. Let's go. So, yeah, if it's that, you've got nothing to worry about in that sense. Then, yeah, I'll be
going. Because there was like, we need a grafter, we need someone that can fix
it. Yeah, we've got a load of like houses that need sorting out because our tradies don't graft like you. So, yeah, I'll be there. I don't think I'd hesitate, really. As long as like we did know that there weren't, like, it was, I can go there, it's the same atmosphere and that. I can still have a bed whenever I want.
Yeah, so like, no, but in terms of like, how, so like, in terms of, you know, their planet is similar to ours in terms of sun, oxygen. You know, it's you know, so you were saying you would go?
Yeah, I think if
it's... I reckon you would go on the ship as well and point out defaults, like, well, you don't want that
orange bit. I'd be like, what's going on with that trunk in there?
Yeah, that trunk in
there. Yeah, there's a leaky tap there, kid. I'll sort that out, lad. I would. Yeah.
That spacecraft be going all over the shop, mate.
God, but oh, fuck you. We talk about on and that, Lord. Fuck it. Don't worry, I'm here, kids. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. I think it was as easy as immigrating to another country. So.
Yeah, because there's no laws or anything, obviously. It's,
yeah.
You know.
You know, it's just like a little space visa. Yeah, you're coming to ours now, then. Fucking happy days.
Yeah.
I'd do it, yeah. Because. I mean, again, we're going off of like how everything is at the moment. You know, the ecosystem, well, not the ecosystem, the economy is shit, prices are high on everything and that. So, you know, it's like, it's hard to want to try and do anything in the world, really. The amount of times over the years people have said, oh, you should have not moved to Australia or fucking whatever, you know, you'd be better off. So I think if it was as easy as that, yeah, well, go there, you ain't got to worry about financials or how you're going to live. We're going to set you up like this. This is going to be it. You're going to integrate with our culture, our people.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, there's nothing to lose, really, is there? I wouldn't want the side of it of trying to communicate back with Earth and have to give all the details. That would do my head in, because I'd have to deal with all these politicians and whatever. Mm. I wouldn't mind too much of the scientists not saying what I'm seeing, but I'm trying to have to be politically correct to the snowflake Earthlings. Then I'd be just a bit pissed off on that sense. But yeah, I think you'd kind of be a bit stupid if there was no dramas about it. There's nothing to worry about. I think you'd be a bit daft not to want to go, not to accept. So yeah, aliens, we know you're out there, we know you're liking what you're seeing. Don't forget to log, subscribe and download Real Talking Podcast, and on YouTube, Real Talking Pod. You know, just send us an email or telepathically. We want to speak to you, hear off you. We want to share your technologies. Imagine that, like, someone just fucking emails in. All right, Jeff. I'm fucking Nino. We're fucking so and so.
Our spacecraft has a water leak, mate. Fuck
yeah. Need you to craft it, kid. Nino. Fuck you.
I'll be there Monday.
Give me your number. I'll text you. Fucking.
You'd be wearing by Wednesday, or any fourth phone call then.
Mate, fucking. It's not okay. You used to join him in a bullshit back in the day. I spoke to this dickhead this morning, and he's like, I've got a leak, and this leak's been going on since before he moved in. No one fucking decided to tell me.
I didn't even know about it.
He didn't know about it, but you know, it's been going on. He's told me about it this morning. Come here, fixed it.
Yeah.
And that's how it always do it. But mate, more graph kid.
But I remember the story. It was in a pub. In a
fun story time.
Yeah, he was in a pub and he had a job over the road from the pub. Like, literally, you could see, pretty much see that, like, the house if you was to go to the other side of the pub. And the geezer called up, calling, puts his phone on silent. And I said to him, we'll just go over now, I'll give you a hand. He's like, nah, fuck, I can't be arsed, I'll go tomorrow. And I was like, you ain't gonna go tomorrow, you're gonna get smashed and just ignore his calls. That's what happened.
Yeah. Because
he's literally 2 o'clock on a Friday over there, an hour job. I'll give you a hand. Nah.
What everyone will understand is we was already in the pub, we was already drinking.
Yeah, but you already had this job booked in before the drinking.
Yeah, but I didn't plan to do it before the drinking, did I? So hence why it wasn't done.
You actually, if I remember correctly, you actually was going towards there and found out we was in the pub and came to the pub. Probably. Instead of going to the job.
I don't know. It's been a long time since that happened, Lenny.
That's why you'd be invited now. On Homestead, not as well like 10 years ago. No chance, mate.
Nah, I still would have sorted them out back then as well, though. Hi, everyone. It's me. This is me face. Just want to remind you, we want you to send in any questions that you might have, any topics you want us to talk about. Email us at realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Tweet us, it's @AshandJD. That's the Twitter handle. So literally anything that you might have, just say hello. Literally, doesn't matter to us. Send them in. See ya. So we'll go off of all this alien stuff now, because we do actually have another email.
What? Sure.
Yeah, I know I didn't tell you about it, but
from a different person as well.
It is. I'm just trying to find it. I should have had it already up. So I won't say our last name, just in case. But it's from a lady.
Oh, we have female.
Yeah, apparently there's female. Well, it's female. So, hi Ash and JD. Here for some advice. She's come to the right place. So I don't know what you're laughing
about. Yeah, absolutely. With someone with an email like that, it's like they've come to the right place. Yeah, why didn't they come sooner? That's all I'm thinking.
So she says, I think my boyfriend is cheating on me. It's not funny.
No, I think she's taking the piss.
Well,
go on.
She says, How can I catch him out? What should I do? Thanks, Kirsty. So
is that all she said? She thinks her boyfriend's cheating.
A little bit more information.
Backstory,
would
yeah,
honest.
Just so we could have. But no, thank you for emailing anyway, regardless.
Just throwing out there, anything like that, age probably would have helped because if she's like 15, then it don't really matter.
And it depends because people are Snapchatting all the time and they're fixing everything. And it's like what your class is chilling.
It is very different these days. Because like I said the other week, you know, are you going to class being subscribed to someone's OnlyFans as cheating?
Right.
Because if you are, then just going onto Pornhub is going to be cheating then as well. It's what level are you classing as cheating?
Right. But let's just say Kirsty has some...
some actual
She's got reasoning. She's probably seen something or heard something. And she wants to know if he's been cheating. I mean, what would you say, Jack? I mean, for me, I think...
Just through my own experience, not of being a cheater, but of cheating on. So as you know, back in the day, I was a top shagger. Looking... And all the ladies. I don't know why you're laughing as hard as you are.
Top shaker. Oh, shake. Come to the right place, Kirsty.
But yeah, so I partaked in activities with a lot of ladies back in the day. What I'm trying to get to is, before there was as many of these programs, like you just said, the Snapchat and all that, I know I was asked several times from girls that I was seeing or with at the time, can I play a game on your phone?
Mm.
So that was an easy way for them to pretend that they're playing a game where they can start scrolling for your messages. Well, I never had anything to hold, so I still don't.
Yeah.
So it never bothered me. So I don't know if she'd be able to do something like that, to try and use an excuse to get on his phone, try and see if there's any messages. But I don't see how people can try and cheat these days. Because as I say, with the texting, the Facebook, the Instagram, Snapchat and all that. Because I think Snapchat shows your location.
Yeah.
I don't use it. I don't know.
It might be a case of her partners went out and met someone and might have just put it like under like a lad's name and messaged like that.
Mm.
Or something like that. For me, I think I would just ask him outright.
Yeah, I think that's all you can do is really just be straight out.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I wouldn't go through his phone purely for the fact is I feel like if you're looking for something particular, you'll find if you're really looking for it. So something that might only be something so small because you're looking for something could end up being a really big issue. I think you just have to ask him and just take his word for it until you get some proper evidence. But yeah, I wouldn't go through his phone. I wouldn't keep asking him. I would just bring up the once and have a serious conversation. Tell him how you feel or why you think that is the case. Why you are feeling like you are being cheated on. And then just ask him how. And if he says no, I think you've got to not so much take him the chin, but just follow your instinct and just... Well, I wouldn't go through his phone. I said, you can look for something and make it into a big thing. But if you go through his phone and he is meshing like 10 girls on WhatsApp sending dick pics, then just fucking go.
But if you do something like that, you see dick pics or messages and that with other girls, don't confront him straight away. Get some fucking deep heat or something. Rub it on his buttocks, put it in his boxers, make him fucking pay. Yeah, just like... I don't know, go to start having sex, just fucking, again, with a deep fucking idea or a bit of is it tea tree or something? You know, you're having your shampoos and shower gels and stuff, and you sort of, oh, it makes you fucking burn a little bit.
Yeah.
Deep it, stick with the deep heat, fucking stick it on a fucking little dildo or butt plug, shove it up his ass, make him feel pain.
I like the fact she's getting like the devil and angel, like, you know, do this.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah.
If he's fucking
cheating,
dickhead.
Yeah. Fucking. So, I think in summary, don't
rush to any conclusion.
Don't rush to any conclusion.
Have a conversation.
Have a conversation. Follow your instinct. And if it's the case, you know, you do end up going through his phone and you do find something, then by all means, do what JD says.
Yeah.
Peg him. Just.
But he might be into that.
Peg him with an even bigger.
That's what I'm saying.
What is an extend? What is a, like? Can you extend the peg? Or
I think you just change the tool.
Yeah. Who likes to get pegged?
I don't think I know one of our mates. That yeah, definitely does.
I reckon there's like there's about 20 people now just like me.
I think it's a bit of a generational thing as well. Because you think again, you see it on the films and the TV programs and that eating ass how. It's like everyone loves to do it, whereas
that's a kid's thing. Like
that's what I mean.
Whereas, go on, sorry.
Yeah, like people like our age and older and that it wasn't a thing. Yeah. Like what you doing?
When I said to Kate all this stuff, like all the kids are doing it. Like that's what I say now. Mm. And she goes, "What the fuck's that got? All the kids are doing this shit now."
Yeah.
Like I guarantee, like gang bangs, like just I guarantee, just freely.
Just living life and having fun.
I bet you wish to be 19 years old again now, ain't you?
Well, as I say, back then, fucking
top
a shagger, man.
Top pegger.
Yeah, man.
Would you get pegged? serious question now. If your wife come in and was like, Jay, I want to peg. I want to peg you. Would you let me?
I think it's always tea, any. Don't knock it till you try. But I mean, you gotta like start off small. I think if it's gonna do it, just do it with like a fucking, you know, just a small tool, you know, 2 inches or whatever. Loads of lube. Just get it in there. I suppose start off with a finger in it.
I should have. You know what? I have to have a look with this pegging.
It's a woman with a strap on.
Yeah, and then you put.
So and she just starts bumming you.
Right.
And then it just depends on how.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What position you're in? So you could be in doggy, getting bummed, or lying on your back, getting bummed, or I suppose lying on your side, getting bummed. Anyway, you're getting bummed.
Right, it sounds not for me.
No, sure. Big gap.
A little bit, mate. I think, you know, there are wise words, and, you know, we're hardly ever wrong. So...
Yeah.
And look at this wisdom just coming through then.
All the knowledge.
I should be like Jeremy Cole on that.
Well, he's back on, isn't he? Yeah. He's on that GB News with that other fucking one.
But Jerry Springer was better. He used to have a fight at the end.
Fucking matter though.
The Ask the Audience was always the best beer.
Steve. Fucking classic old TV.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so there was something that I just says then that reminded me. So while I was working the other week over by my dad's, I drove past my brother, which is always going to be a... you think of the odds of what, while I'm working, driving around, he's working, driving around, to cross paths. I know it was in the town centre where he lives, but just to cross paths in general... At the moment of time, because he was trying to cross the road, you know, it's always going to be high odds anyway. But I've clocked him anyway, about to start crossing the road. Window was down, and I bibbed at him. And I was like, "Okay, boy." loads of people around, everyone's staring. He's like, oh, fuck off, Jay. Looking. So look, as soon as I've done it, I was like, fuck, I bet everyone thinks I'm a rock cut now. But that was just a common thing to say years ago, wasn't it? It was never meant in a malicious way. It was just top banter. Look, he was embarrassed.
And now everyone thinks he's a gay boy.
Probably that. And, look, as I say, thinking that I'm like a homophobe or whatever for shouting that. But, you know, you think of it years ago, that was a top quality insult of the banter. You know, it's fucking... Like when we was in school and that, like, you get in a slagging match with someone, like, yeah, your mum, though. And, you know, it was just...
What does that even mean? Your mum, though? It
just depends on what you've been fucking...
Yeah, but it just...
says previously, ain't it? Like, ah, you're a dickhead. Yeah, but your mum, though. So it's like trying to say, yeah, your mum is what you've just called me.
Right.
So, I know, it was a bit of a... Not really lame one. It was, again, back when we was kids, it was a bit tougher.
The best comeback I ever heard in school, and I remember fucking crying, is when one of the lads said something, and he, like, it was a good joke, and he went all quiet, and then the lad was like, if you want my comeback, it's on your mum's chin.
So, stuff like that, you wouldn't really get away with saying that.
I wonder what their banter is now with kids. Again, I reckon it's a bit so
naturally then I went to fucking just say it, because again that was something that we used to say as kids, like, oh, that's gay. And naturally in my head I just went, I bet that's gay. Like, yeah. I bet it's something gay is what I was going to say.
You know what I always say in front of our
younger generation?
Yeah, well,
other family members.
Yeah, I go, that's straight.
Yeah,
because he's gay. Yeah. So I go, that's straight.
Doesn't hit the same though, does he?
No.
I suppose you could try and adopt the way that the Americans say, that's so lame. But again, it doesn't... Because that's essentially what it was. That was kind of the way it was always meant, isn't it? You know, oh, that's gay, that is. It meant it's lame, it's shit. It's but it was, though, weren't it?
I wonder who it was one time, since he was like... That's gay. And like, it just went...
Yeah, because everyone said it, didn't they? And it was never meant maliciously. It was just always just a put down on whatever was shit in front of you.
But ironically, gay used to mean happy.
Yeah. But it still does in the dictionary. In the normal dictionary, that is. I don't know how many dictionaries there are with different meanings for it. I suppose we need a thesaurus for it. But it's... Words are such a strange thing, how they can be interpreted. Even like when you're reading a text message or an email, it can be said one way, but you can read it and think, why is he being an arsehole? To convey words in different ways. I mean, the English language in general, it's just a hard thing, isn't it? It baffles me. I know it's because we're English and we don't know other languages properly to understand it, really. Because obviously we're thinking of things like you're toddling along, you got thoughts in your head, and like you're thinking in English.
Yeah.
And then obviously we're talking English, and you have like the Spanish, French, and whatever. It's their own language in their heads, and then they're speaking it, and then they can still speak English. The majority of them, you know, it is drilled into them in school to have the English lessons. Where it was optional for us for like, Spanish or French or whatever. And none of us did it. We just, in general, accept the fact we go to another country, they know how to speak to us, not the other way around.
And I tell you what I love doing is when you say you're in Spain or wherever, whatever country, and you try to order something. And it's got like the English saying underneath, but you try to order in Spanish or Greek. Rather than chicken.
if you're in Italy, you're like, I'll have a lasagna.
Yeah, but I remember when I was in Paris and I just wanted it was like an omelette. I don't know, was it an omelette? I can't remember what it was. Anyway. I was trying to order breakfast and he had what it was underneath and the waitress spoke English and I said it and she was like, no. And I was just like, right, and that's the last time I've ever...
Because that's down to the dialect of how you said it, though, isn't it? The look the same, but the sound different. It'll be one word says in a particular way, but you say it with a slightly different tone, or you hold a letter for too long, and then it goes from handshake to hand job.
Yeah. But yeah, so she weren't happy. Some top knowledge coming out. Some top facts.
That's what we're here for. We're always here for the real talk.
The real talk, you know. I know Kirsty's like listening, like, thanks, lads, you know.
Yeah. And it just stems back. We've not heard off of Danny G. Hopefully David was happy with his stories last week as well.
Yeah. All the emails, mate.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I don't know if that's a piss take or not. Either way.
Hopefully Kirsty was genuine. Yeah. And hopefully we've helped you out. Let us know what happened anyway, you know, if you come to a solution. Did you finger bass his arsehole? Did you shit on his face? Let us know. We want to know. Again, in general, make sure you get consent for shitting on someone. I wouldn't mind that.
And that golden shower is when you weigh on someone.
Yeah.
No, we should do a sex episode one time.
I thought you were going to ask me to fucking golden shower. You didn't know. No, I know.
Well, I don't know. That's lame. I know someone that knew someone. I didn't know him directly, but I met him a few times, and he used to like to be pissed on by his girlfriend. And it's just like, I know horses for courses, you know. That's why it's there. But...
So, yeah, let's get into this, because it was a topic that I thought of the other week, to be honest. Strange kinks.
But it's like, it might be strange with someone, but not, like, if you're getting pissed on, like, kids now are probably getting pissed on all the time. Arseholes getting nicked out, pegged. I guarantee the average 20-year-old now has pegged, if you're female, licked an arsehole more, threesome, gangbang. I guarantee.
Yeah, threesome and gangbangs and that's...
I reckon, like, in a college, that's happening daily now.
I reckon
big orgy now.
Yeah, I mean, it's lots
of... Yeah, why are you trying to sew one up, mate, to a college?
More college days are past, mate, fucking hell. Yeah, I think the threesomes and, more people joining in the group activity, I think that's going to be just the more common practice, because that's definitely always been happening.
Yeah.
You know, I know one person in particular, I'm not going to say his name, but he's been a swinger. I mean, he's in his 50s easily anyway. And he's been a swinger for pretty much all his adult life. He goes to therapy for sex addiction. And I know that sometimes he'll just drive around for hours because it depresses him. He wants to go to one of these sex parties or clubs or whatever.
Oh, so he just
he just drives around fucking feeling depressed and not in the right headspace because...
He's got a partner, sorry?
Yeah, I think that's how he met her. I don't actually know, but I think that's what I was told before.
But then why didn't you just go with her?
Or no, just, as far as I know, that's what
he
did.
But he just wants to go more?
Yeah.
Right.
So I think, those group parties and that's more of a common thing, but getting pissed on and shit on and that, I don't see why someone can enjoy that.
Would you rather get pegged or pissed on?
Pegged.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
I just, anything going in me, mate, is a big guy.
So, if your missus doing it, then yeah.
Yeah, so she's going to peg you. So your missus either going to peg you or piss on you?
Yeah, I'd rather get pegged. I wouldn't want fucking...
But it's like... It's not like a small little nub thing. It's like...
Yeah. I say, if it's happening, it's... But you can't start off straight with a fucking big 12-inch dildo.
No, right. Just a medium size, like, yeah.
Yeah, lots of lube in it. Yeah, so.
Just, you wouldn't just run a little piss
nah,
in it?
Nah.
Sure, it's, never wrap it.
Nah, because do you like the feeling when you sit down on a toilet when someone else has already sat down on it? Like, so let's just say it's the missus, she's just going to the toilet, and then you go immediately after.
Oh, I'd never go immediately after, mate. If what do you mean? If she's gone, because she's have to be. I'm gonna say because if it's little wee, I'm not any, so it's not really hot. But
yeah, but let's just say she sat down for 2 minutes, had a wee, scrolling through her phone.
Okay.
So the seat's warm.
Yeah.
And then you go down, but not go down. You go in the toilet and then sit down. That seat's warm.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
You don't mind it. No. Oh God, you're wrong. That's horrible. Like that someone's. Warm ass, sweaty ass. I'm not saying your missus got a sweaty ass, by the way. But look, there's gonna be fucking moist residuals on there, and it's just not a nice feeling. Obviously, you.
No, I know what you're saying. You no, yeah, I kind of. No, I kind of like.
Weirder.
But so look, what is?
So the warm sensation of a piss or a shit landing on me, I just wouldn't have that. No.
No, it's not the shit. I'd rather get picked then.
Yeah, if I was choosing out of them two, I'd rather get pissed off. Because it's bad enough picking up the dog shit in a bag and that's warm.
Yeah.
Especially when it's solid, let alone when it's fucking liquidized. But, yeah, having that on you, that's nah, not for me.
What are some of the weird kinks? Because I do feel...
There's loads.
I don't know, I don't feel like...
Like feet?
Yeah, I don't people see... like have really like feet fascists, don't they?
Yeah. I can...
Have you sorry, Jack? You seen that geezer that he just wears socks all day, white socks, and then he sells them.
I haven't seen that geezer, but I know there's plenty of.
Yeah,
them
just literally imagine his socks being sold.
Yeah,
I fucking do it. 20 quid.
To be fair, I says a long time ago I should look into doing stuff like that. And, the amount of people that earn money off it.
And air hostesses, they sell their tights and they just say what flight they was on with the flight number.
Yeah.
And how long the distance was. And I can tell floor
people. Yeah, it's like in Japan, I think it is, or China, one of the oriental countries. They have they have vending machines we use knickers in.
Oh.
And so you see, like, you know, the men just go up, put like 200 yen, whatever the fuck it is, into the machine and get a fucking worn pair of knickers out. And then they're just there, sniffing it. Fucking. Yeah, it's a big market, to be fair. But yeah, so the feet one, the way that some people just prefer the most ugliest, dirty, horrible feet as opposed to like, just like a standard foot. I know you wouldn't like that one, fetish in particular, anyway.
I going back to younger days, were lads. The one thing they used to, and I don't know if girls do, I doubt they do, because girls seem to wear trainers a lot more going out now, and Vans and whatever, Converse, you know, whatever.
Sensible footwear.
Yeah, other brands are available.
Yeah.
But girls used to just wear heels at the time, and they used to just take them off in the club and walk around barefoot, and the foot used to be black, and
it
used to fuck me off, because like, if they're uncomfortable, one, just take a bag, switch your trip, just...
Yeah, just have some flip-flops or whatever.
Just don't wear them, any.
Yeah. But people enjoy that. They look for the pictures and pay for the pictures and that of these dirty feet. It's like, why? I don't see what's in the heads that makes them aroused over that.
Yeah.
I know it's because it's a personal preference thing, but nah, man.
And those people that have dolls at the fuck, that's a bit weird. Yeah. I know this
is a little bit of a longer episode now, but on one of the podcasts that I do watch, a story. I wish I had the fucking details of it, but this lady, I think she was American. She got married to a rag doll. So she'd been single for a long time. Her mother made this rag doll for her. So let's say his name was fucking Steve the doll. So she got married. There was 200 people at this wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of them were fucking ragdolls as well, but there was 200 guests. They had two children together as well.
On
her. And she was contemplating divorcing him because he cheated on her. So it was a friend that told her that she'd seen Steve going into a hotel or a motel with some other woman, and she didn't believe it at first until she checked his text messages on his phone.
Fucking hell. Is he casting?
but could you imagine fucking the phone? It's just like one of them kids' ones.
Yeah.
It's just a plastic screen. And she's seeing text messages to this other woman. Oh, God. But yeah, she's staying with him for the sake of the children. But I mean, you think of all these fucking, these like, lonely men and that out there, these infidels. Is it incels? No.
I think it's infidels.
It's not infidels, no. The loners that don't like going out or whatever. Because it's...
Right, I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, there's a right to...
Introvert?
That's it.
Yeah, so you think of all these ones that can't find a woman. Like, no one wants to be with her. This fucking puppy has had two women, and they're sitting at home, can't even find one. So there's hope out there for them anyway.
Yeah.
I think on that pile of wool, we should leave it there, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirst, hope you don't find offence to actually comment on that, or do not condone him calling you a ragdoll shagger. yeah, don't forget, like, subscribe, download. I mean, you all know what to do.
Yeah, and also, if you do have any questions or anything you want us to talk about, please just email it. Even if it is a joke, you want to see us one.
Yeah, email is realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Twitter handle is at Ash and JD. If you are watching on YouTube anyway, all the socials are always floating. Not constantly, but intermittently throughout the video, so you'll be able to see them on there and take notes.
And just just one last thing: if you can download the episode, it just we can keep track of the numbers, because as we said before, it just
helps to see how much of an audience we do actually have. As I say, we're actually now on all streaming platforms. I've finally sorted it out.
Yeah, because the other week I said, fuck Apple, but now we're on Apple.
Yeah, so they're
all right.
I'll take a bite out of Apple.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're on Apple, Deezer, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, which that's also Samsung Podcasts as well. So literally anywhere and everywhere that you can listen to podcasts, we're on it. So yeah, download, like, share, subscribe. So you know what to do. We don't need to badger it to you, but it is appreciated. So, yeah, thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week.